We are learning Masechtas Makis, Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the first wide line on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis by the two dots. It said in the Mishnah that if they assessed him for 40 Makis, and then after he got a few of the Malkis, they assessed that he cannot handle more, the halacha is his potter. And it's Mashma, if you didn't start getting Malkis, then you still work with the first assessment, and you'll give it to him over time if you can't handle it. That's what's Mashma in the Mishnah. And the second part of the Mishnah also, it says like this, that if you assess them for 18 Malkis, and then he got some of the Malkis, and then you figure out he could get more, so he's part of. But it's Mashma, that if he did not get Malkis yet, then you would go with the new assessment. That's what it sounds like for my Mishnah. Everything's totally if you started already. If you started already, so then you already considered your potter then, if you started already. But if you didn't start, then the law will be different. In the ratio would be that if you would still get the 40, and in the Sefer, the halacha would be if you were loy loka, then you could add on to, you could change from the 18 to the 40. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like from our Mishnah, everything's totally if you start getting malchus or not. Raminu, and that's your kasha. From the Brisa, it's not like that. The Brisa says, Omdu lekaba abam, v'chozu v'omdu she'ein yochel lekaba. The first assessed that he can handle 40. And then they reassess him so he can't handle 40. He's potter, even though he didn't get malchus yet. That's as much from the ratio. That shver in our ratio, it sounds like dafke if you get malchus, you're potter. And the second half of Brisa says, "Omdu lekavos men esrei v'chaz omdu shiachol lekav abam." You're potter. And in our Mishnah's mashma, only if you got malchus ready, you're potter. But if you didn't get malchus yet, you would get 40. So there's a stira between the Brisa and our Mishnah. Amar Rav Sheshes loikasha hodam du liyamei hodam du lemachal liyamei ochra. Like the Rivan explains, like this. Our Mishnah is talking about you reassess them that day. Now, if you reassess them that day, nothing changed in one day. So obviously you made a mistake. You made a mistake, and the first assessment was not a good assessment. So the Rivan explains like this: Masnisim Mamdul Yoimel Kabul Mem Oishvone Esrei. The ratio is the case where you assess them first at 40, or the second case was you assess them first at 18. The Hilkah Kichosiv Omdu Boy V'Yoyim Sheyachol Kabul Oyachol Igloy Milsa, that it was a mistake in the first place. Since in one day you made a mistake, and therefore, if you first assessed him for 40 and then you reassessed him the same day that he can't be mekabel it, so if you got some of it, so then you're potter because you already got embarrassed from the malchus. But if you were not loike yet, so it's keilu, he did not get any oimid at all, and now you're going to look into him again and you're going to say that since right now he's not ready to get any malchus, so you're going to push it off. You're going to push it off to a different day when you can reassess him. So that's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is saying the only time you pot legamri is if you got the Malkus. But if you didn't get the Malkus yet, then we happy that you made a mistake today, and now he's not royal to get any Malkus, you'll push it off to a different day and to reassess him. And the same thing in the Sefer. The Sefer says that you first assess him for 18, then you change to 40. So here it's a Gloy Mil, so it's a mistake. So if he already got Malkus a little bit, so then the Rivan says we don't want to make Bezdin look funny, and therefore we patter him. But if he didn't get Malkus yet, then you'll have to add on to it. Why? Because the first Oymid was a mistake. That's the case of our Mishnah. The Brisa that doesn't say it's telling Laka na Laka. The Brisa is talking about that you were Oymid him on Sunday. You assessed him; he could handle 40. And then a few days later, he reassessed him, and he saw he can't handle 40 anymore. So here, something made it changed. So there, it's a different halacha. Like the Rivan explains, the first oymid was a good assessment because it just that was a different day. And now something changed now on Wednesday that they changed the assessment and they see they can't handle it. So there, since it was Nishtana and the Skalkel that he can't be Mekabel, so you're potter. Why are you potter? Because the first oymid was a good oymid, and that oymid alone is mecharis the Rivan. That oymid alone, that assessment alone, is bezoyin, and therefore he's potter. And what happens by 18? If you assess him for 18, and a few days later you reassess him, see he can handle 40. So there, since the first assessment was not a mistake, you get the first assessment. So basically, the feet of Brisa, we say that the first assessment is always the correct assessment, and you don't look at the second one. Because since it was not a mistake, so you go with the first assessment. So in the case where now he can't handle as much, we give him nothing. He's potter. And we consider that a bezayin, that he's goofed that he got assessment. And the guy with the 18, even though he can handle more now, we go with the first assessment, first oymid, and that's behind the brayse. It's not totally locker, not locker. It's totally in the first assessment, and you go with that. And therefore, in the case where he can't handle much, we'll be potter. And in the case where he can handle more, you won't give him more. You give him the 18 that he had originally. Zogt nu Mishnah. Ovar Aver is just Pashtei Lavim. He was Ovar Aver that has two Lavim, two Malkus. So Amdua Oimed Echad Loike Upater. And we'll see what that means in a second. It means if you Oimed him for both Malkus now, so he gets Malkus and his Potter. Ve'im Lav. And if not, Loike Umisrap Echad Loike. If not, you didn't assess him only for the first Malkus, not for the second Malkus. So you first give him the first Malkus, you wait till he heals, and you give him another Malkus. Which means he did one Aveira, let's say it was Chayrish, Bishar, Bechamar, and Klai and Bekarim. So he's kind of two Lavim over here. So it depends how you assess him to see if he gets both Malkias now. And the Gemara explains. Gemara has a kasha. Here it says, Yo'imdim for both Lavim, Vatanya ain't Oimdim Oimedechel Shei Lavim. You can't assess him at one day for two Lavim, for two Malkias. On Rav Sheish, it's like kasha, Hodam Dula Arbaam Vechodo, Hodam Dula Arbaam Vatarati. Which means like this. Whatever your Oimid, the first 39, if you only can handle 39, you only give him Oinish for one Aveira. Because the first 39 lashes go for the first Aveira. But if you can handle more than 39, so then you can actually give him for two Aveiras. But it has to be divisible by three. So if you assess him for 41, so then no, he only gets Malkus for the first Aveira, and then you wait till he heals, and you give him a Malkus for the second Aveira, and you assess him then, and reassess him then. But if you assess him today that he can handle 42, so then you give him for two Averis, he only gets three for the second Avera. And this is how you read the Mishnah. Of Averis, Rosh Nelavim, Amduo, Oimid Echad, that's more than 39, and it's 42, Loike, Opater. Then Lav, but if it doesn't reach 42, it's only 41, Loike, Mesrap, because it's Loike. He has to heal from this Malkus, the other Malkus. Like the Gemara says, Hom Dadu La Barma Chada, Hodam Du La Barma Tarti. Now the new Mishnah, next Mishnah, goes to all the details of how you go about giving Malkus. Zok to Mishnah, Ketzad Malkanoisa, has Bezdin given Malkus. The Koyfesh Yodov ala Omud, Helech Vahelech. First of all, they have this Omud, like the Rivon explains, it's like two Amas high. That's a little a pole that's two Amas high, like a stender. And he leans on it. And they tie his hands to both sides of this post. They tie his hands. And he's standing a little bent over with his hands tied to this stender. The Chazan HaKnesses, which the Rivon says, the Shamish HaKol, he's the one who's in charge, or he's the Shliach of the Bezdin. So Oiches Bevgadov, he takes his clothing and he pulls them away, and because he has to open the area where he's going to get the Malkus. It says in the Pasuk, it says, Sheakenu Begufoy, because we darshan Vihika, and we darshan from the Pasuk, that the Maka is on his Guf. Straight on his goof, they state the Meiri. It says Viko Lefonov. Viko is straight on his goof and not on his begadim. They state the Rambam and the Meiri says. Therefore, you have to take off his clothing in the front and the back in order that the Malkus should hit him on his body. Now, when you pull off his garment, sometimes you'll rip it. If nikru nikru, nifru. If it rips, if it tears, it tears. And if it opens up at the seams, that's nifru means it opens up the seams. Then a nifru, whatever happens, achim egalas liba until. You uncover his heart that his chest is bare and his back is bare in order to get Malkus there. And some say that the reason why we do it in such a way, why don't we just unbutton his shirt? Because we want to embarrass him. Altfa Nikla want to embarrass him as well. Ve'evin asun ma'acharav, and behind the person standing, bending on the post, will be a stone. And on this stone, the person giving Malkus will stand on this. Chazan kes o'emer lov, the chazan who's giving Malkus stands on this. Or tuba yaday, and a strap in his hand. Shalegel. Made from a calf, from calf skin, because we'll see from it's a shar, and we learn from a pasuk that should be from a shar. And this strap is kfula echel shnayim shnayim la'aba. It's two straps, each one doubled over. So altogether, it will have four fringes, four belts to it, four strings. Technically, it's really these straps, four straps, but it's two straps folded over. It turns to four straps. And sewed into it are two ritzuas of a donkey. Also, like that apostle, you have to have some donkey straps. So, Ravana's two pshatim either means it's tied into the four straps or it's added to those four straps as extra straps. Now, yoda tefach, the handle of this strap should be a tefach long. Urechava, and the strap itself, the width of this strap. Well, the ritzua will also be a tefach wide. How long is it? If you hit him in the back, it's long enough that it goes around his back and reaches his stomach in the front. That's how long it is. And the Gemara will talk about it. It sounds like it'll be a custom-made one for every person. We'll see in the Gemara. And Daf Gimel will handle that. Umak oiso shlishmafon. If you give them all together 39 lashes, 39 malchus on a usual case, so it's 39, so you give a third in front, 13 in front, and ushteyos machrav, another 2/3 in the back. He shouldn't be standing, shouldn't be sitting. He's just leaning over, bent over the post. That it falls down on him. So you see, he's being bending downwards, and therefore, you are hitting him. It's coming down when you hit him with the strap. The one who's giving the malchus uses one hand with all his might, and one hand is always stronger. And while he's getting malchus, someone reads, one of the dayanim read, someone from the Besdin reads the parasha that says, "Imloy sishmor lasis kol dibrei Torah azoyis aksubim seif azel yiras Hashem anichba vaneira azel Hashem lekecha." If you don't fear Hashem, you don't listen to Hashem. V'hifla Hashem as makoyischa as makas arecha makas kedoylos v'namoz v'chol ravan amonim. And you take out the next words that says v'chayit chilos and make you take that out. Then you read v'shamartem as divrei abris hazoyis v'shamay somat skilos kol shtasun. And then you read v'urachem v'chav v'amal shchis v'rabos v'abav l'kachamasoy. And then, if he's still milligating Malchus after you're reading this whole Megillah, you're reading all these psukim, he's still milligating Malchus, you go back to the beginning again, and you chazer over. And if he dies from this Malchus, potter. The halacha is your potter, because they assessed him for this thing, and you're potter. You did it by Shliach Bezdin. It says klar in the Mishnah before, that Yotza'av HaMalchus, but Shliach Bezdin, there's no golos on that. But if Hoysler to Achas, more than assessment, you made a mistake. Well, Mace, there is a Gola Yodi, go into Golas, because even with the Shaykh, but Lamaisa, it was not allowed, it was not warranted. Now, the loch is Niskalkel Bein Berebim Mayim, Potter. From the fright of the Malchus, he soiled himself and he went to the bathroom, either Berei or Bemayim. So, the loch is, he's Potter, he doesn't have to get any more Malchus, because he already got embarrassed. Rabbi Yudayim, it depends. Ish Berei. Ish is only embarrassed for Reim, not from Mayim. Not from going to the bathroom with Mayim, only with Rei. And Rarida Oimer, Ish Berei, Isha Bemayim. Isha is embarrassed Bemayim. We'll see a third sheet in the Gemara. But what comes out with saying from the Gemara is that it says, V'nikla, Achicha Leinacha. Once you have Mekayim V'nikla, you don't have to get Malchus anymore. Therefore, if he has an accident, if the Tanakama Bein Berei Bemayim, according to Yehuda, Ish Tafka Berei, and Ish Yidim Bemayim, then it'll be part of many more Malchus.